if you are a parent, then you have become savvy in saying the same thing in different ways. Son, clean your room. Tidy up your room. Straighten your room up. Make sure your room is picked up. We do that because we want to make sure that we are understood and that the expectations and instructions are clear. Well, Jesus does the same thing. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. In John chapter 6, Jesus explains how to have eternal life. And the crowds of people don't seem to understand exactly what Jesus is speaking of, just like your son or daughter may be distracted by the phone or video game that they don't quite pick up what you're putting down when it comes to their rooms. Jesus tells the crowd the same thing in several different ways to give us clarity on how to have salvation and satisfaction in Him. In verse 37, He says, "Come to me. Whoever comes to me, I will never cast out." Coming to Jesus means you're turning away from and letting go of whatever else you're turned to or holding on to instead of Jesus. It's a repenting and turning away of your current idols and sin and coming to Jesus so that He can satisfy your soul. In verses 29 and verse 40 and 47, He says, "Behold and believe in Jesus." It means that you see Jesus as the Almighty One, the Son of Man who's been given power and dominion and authority, the bread of life, the King who reigns above all, and you put your confidence in Him to be your King. In verses 54 through 58, He says that we are to eat the bread or His flesh and drink His blood. Now, this is pretty graphic, but the graphic provides us with the truth. That we are to feast on Jesus, to trust in Jesus to be our satisfaction, and to take Jesus into our lives. So what could possibly be learned from this? Well, we learn that Jesus communicates clearly and abundantly to us about eternal life. He's not trying to be cute or sneaky. He's doing this because He really wants you to understand what it means to have eternal life in Him. And for this, we should love Him. So how do we live this truth out? Well, we follow His instructions. We come to Him. And you can do that right now. Jesus has come to pay the price for sinners, and in His death and resurrection, forgiveness is secured for the believer. Salvation is secured. Eternal life is secured. Faith is secured. Perseverance is totally secured. And new life is completely given to the believer. Abundant life is given, and it's yours for the taking if you come to Christ today. It's all yours. He purchased that for all those who would come to Him in repentance and faith. And so, would you come to Him today? Would you behold and believe in Him today? Are you in need of forgiveness? Are you in need of wholeness? Are you in need of life everlasting? It's yours today if you would behold and believe. And believer, don't ever stop coming to Christ. Continue feasting on the bread of life who satisfies us to the deepest parts of our souls. He is enough. Also, think about this as you share this gospel. Don't confine yourself to just one phrase of the gospel, but be ready to explain the gospel in different ways. And when you pray today, please remember Don Newsom and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Creole Cape Verdean LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Cape Verde.